Mark Masters here reporting from Exponential Med 2014 in the beautiful Hotel Del Coronado in San Diego. It's my privilege to introduce you to Dr. Alan Green, who just got off the stage for an amazing keynote, and you'll hear a little direct from him about what his message was to the group. Hi, Dr. Green.
Hi, great to be with you, Greg. So this is really an exciting time in the history of medicine. And one of the ways I shared with people today, which I don't normally do, that I look forward at medicine is look at what's happening in the history of maps. It used to be when I was a kid, we looked at a map. It was a paper map that you go to the AAA store to visit the place, and they would show you the highlight. And a lot of medicine's still that way. You go into the office and you get somebody to give you a handout that points where you go from here. But that's old technology. When it comes to maps today, Google just released their 9th version of Google Maps, a satellite-based positioning system that tells you where you are, you figure out where you want to go, and it gives you turn-by-turn directions with all the support you need along the way. And the new version, it even makes restaurant reservations for you within the app, as well as rating the restaurants and telling you what you need to know. So primary care is moving that direction. Here's some characteristics. Number one, the primary care of the future will be continuous. And by that I mean it's no longer going to be based on the office visit. Right now, most people, your relationship with your doctor is primarily the office visit. That is going away very quickly. And it already is in my practice. With my patients, the great majority of our connections happen outside the office. We do visit, but it's the continuous part, the continuous relationship that's so key. Number two, the medicine of the future will be contextualized. It'll be related to where you are, what's going on in your life. On Yelp, they have this great thing called serendipity. People don't even notice, where it highlights when you open up the app, it based on the time of day, what's going on, the weather, it'll bring to the forefront what you're most likely to be interested in. And there might be coffee in the morning, a bar late at night. On a hot day, it'll show ice cream. Well, medicine's moving that way. Tech to enable us to contextualize us with our turn-by-turn directions, where we are, what we need to know. So I want to see apps that tell me not just the best restaurants, but which ones have the tastiest healthy food on the way I want to eat right now, or the best, most interesting physical activity, or at the farmer's market, the best recipes, my style of eating for the food that's in season right now. Contextualized information is part of primary care. Next is comprehensive. And that's the thing about the new Google Maps, is it's not just directions, it's what you want to do when you get there. And health needs to be comprehensive. Most of the most important medical problems we have today are related to our lifestyle, how we eat, how we move, how we sleep, the chemicals we're exposed to. And the primary care of the future will take that into account. Here's the thing. Today, I didn't say in the keynote, today, 7/8 of doctor's visits never mention lifestyle issues like food. And 75% of doctors say they don't feel qualified to talk about food or physical activity with patients. But those things need to become a central part of our healthcare because it's a central part of health. Next is collaborative, that the primary care of the future will be collaborative. It's not doctor's orders anymore, but it's us working together to get to that destination that you want to get to. And participatory is another word for that. And the Society for Participatory Medicine is on the forefront of helping to define what that looks like. Next one is closed-looped. Feedback loops are essential to change, to maintaining health in our body and to improving health when we're sick. And we need real turn-by-turn feedback, like you get in a GPS app. As soon as you make a health decision, you want feedback on how that's affecting your body. Next one is crowdsourced. It's no longer going to be a one-to-one relationship. It's really the crowd is involved in a lot of apps. Most successful GPS, one of them, Waze, is a social GPS system. We learn from other drivers. We're going to learn from other patients, and that'll be brought into the primary care relationship. And lastly, calculable, that what people need is their health data, not just in a way that they can see it, but the way they can learn from it, do experiments with it. And that's one of the things we're doing at Scanadu, is with people measure their blood pressure, for instance, it gets tagged with the location and time, and you can put your own tags on there of what you just ate or drank or moved and see how it affects your blood pressure. You can do your own experiment on yourself or on a group.
And speaking of Scanadu, we saw a pretty interesting demo up there. What was going on?
So Sam DeBrower, one of our co-founders, did a brilliant demo. She showed the Scanadu Scout, the addition, which measures heart rate and blood pressure, oxygen level, and temperature. And you could see her heart rate up on stage was pretty high as she was demoing it. And partly because she did a live demo of the scan of Flow app. Nothing was preset. She dipped artificial urine. She did not pee on stage, but dipped artificial urine in, held the phone over it, and it gave detailed numbers of protein levels and blood levels and white blood cells and other things in the urine to look at a complete urinalysis.
So a very bright future, and it looks like the tricorder is in sight. A very bright future for digital health apps and telemedicine checkups.
I think this is one of the most exciting times in the history of medicine. It's moving very quickly and in really good directions. In fact, I would encourage somebody who's thinking about medicine as a career, I think this may be the best time to go into it.
Wow, where have you heard that lately? Let me ask you this. You mentioned managed care. I often call it mangled care. And it was kind of the history of what got you into what you're doing now. And bravo for being such a forward-thinking physician. But managed healthcare has really turned the lives of many physicians into outright hell. What do you see as the future for primary care, particularly in the direct practice or retainer or membership model? Any thoughts?
I think there's a lot to be said for the membership model. It's not the only model that's out there. But the thing about it that's so nice is you get paid a fee for keeping people well and not for doing stuff. And so then you have aligned incentives. And if you're doing a great job, people want to do that, and you want to keep them managing their own health at home and supporting them to do that.
Well, there you go. Now we've come really full circle to the whole concept of a health maintenance organization. So maybe there's hope. Well, Dr. Green, great talk today. Great to see you. Finally, we got our interview in after three tries on multiple different conference forums. So thanks again for your thoughts.
Thank you. So glad to do it, Greg, and thanks for what you do.
Rise when I gave.